This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Obviously, the situation in Paris has continued to develop. Apparently, there was maybe an alleged threat against the Eiffel Tower today. They evacuated that at some point today. Of course, last night, over 120 people perished in various different execution-slash-suicide-bombing-style attacks across Paris in what was apparently a coordinated attack. Obviously, the speculation was that ISIS was involved, and they have since taken credit for the strikes in response to the France government attacking their folks in Syria. And that, of course, is a classic example of blowback. You know, if you go ahead and you attack people somewhere, then you should probably expect they're going to maybe attack you back, because certainly the people in ISIS are not committed to pacifism.
Right. ISIS doesn't have jet planes, and, you know, they're fighting a much more guerrilla war, right? Like, in a much more hand-to-hand kind of situation. So, I don't think innocent people should be caught up in this, but innocent people have been caught up in the conflict in the Middle East for a long time.
Yeah, it's not okay. I want to make it clear. We're not justifying what has happened.
I'm not justifying it. I'm just looking at what it looks like.
Just explaining it. Same thing with the attacks on 9/11 here in the United States. People acted like, oh, where'd that come from? That came out of nowhere.
Well, I think to a lot of people it did come out of nowhere.
But no, it didn't. It came from the U.S. decades of meddling in the Middle East, of destroying innocent life in the Middle East, and that is what motivated people to commit atrocities here. And as long as the United States government, or in this case the French government, or whichever governments around the world continue their warmongering all around the globe, specifically in the Middle East, you're going to continue to see blowback like this, and it is going to continue to affect innocent people, the people in France who were shot to death and blown up last night, were not government agents. They're just the people of France. And you know, it's not okay. But the governments aren't going to stop doing this war. You know, they're going to use this as another excuse to give themselves more power, to aggregate more military budgets and more bombings and, you know, more control and more regulations over our lives. That's what's going to happen as a result of this, and it's going to happen here in the United States, even though the attacks didn't happen here. The politicians will use this to play off of, saying that there's a boogeyman out there, and they're going to come get us, and
the
we need the government.
The TSA stopped water bottles after that attempted thing in Great Britain. So
Mark, you saw a Facebook post today on a few people's walls that you wanted to tell our audience about, because I think you were wondering if anybody actually believes this, and I'm sure they do. Just whether they're listening to the show and are willing to call in is another question. So what was the post that you had seen?
It was a mushroom cloud, big nuclear explosion thing, and it was basically said that there has been peace with Japan since 1945, and it's about time that we...
Japan has been at peace with the USA since September 2nd, 1945. It's time we made peace with Islam.
Yes, that's the idea. We made peace with Islam.
And it seems like the suggestion there is that the atom bombs led to peace, and so therefore the atom bomb or nuclear bombs should be
employed. I don't think the U.S. has any atom bombs anymore.
Or that these bombs should be employed in the Middle East, or at least anywhere people are Islamic.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. It just sounds like a lot of innocent people are going to die. When you're talking about a nuclear weapon, you're talking about... You know, you don't selectively kill people from, just willy-nilly. You're killing everybody for, you know, whatever 100-mile radius.
Right, there are, first of all, just as an aside, Islam is a very large religion. There are people in that religion who are extreme people who do believe in the use of violence like this, like ISIS, but they are in the minority. The supermajority of people that are Muslims are peace loving folks. That has been my experience. That's my understanding of Islam, having read the Quran myself while I was in jail for civil disobedience and having done some of my own research. We've talked to Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty a number of times here on Free Talk Live. So not only would you be killing innocent people who just have a different religion from you, but don't forget, there are Christians and other, you know, Jews and other religious folks who are living in these areas alongside of many people who believe in Islam. And so you'd be exterminating them as well.
That's it, clearly.
So you wanted to find someone who actually agrees with this meme, someone who is of the belief that bombs, large bombs that destroy megaton-measured kind of bombs, should be employed in this circumstance.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody who can articulate to me a good reason why, you know, the Middle East should be bombed back to the Stone Age, bombed down to glass, bombed to whatever. You know, why? Bombs? Really? Is that a solution?
The toll-free number, if you can answer that, is 855-450-FREE if you want to comment, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. If you want to call in there, you'll sound better. You sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Aaron in Oklahoma. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, I was actually calling in on a completely different topic.
That's okay. It's Free Talk Live. You can do that.
I live here in Owosso, Oklahoma, actually, and I'm not sure how long ago it was, but there was a police officer who, the video went viral, and it was a police officer elbowing a man in the face several times after he had already been arrested. I mean, he was in the police station, and he ended up getting reinstated after the man who he elbowed in the face was paid, I guess, $75,000 settlement out of court.
Yeesh.
And they paid him $283,000 in back pay.
And wow, man.
Right, so the guy he smashes in the face gets $75,000. He gets $283,000.
How many years of vacation is that?
I have no idea, but...
I mean, $283,000, this wasn't like the chief of police, was it? This was just a cop?
Yeah, just the cop.
The average police salary can't be much more than, you know, $50,000 or something like that per year.
Right.
So it sounds like a five-year vacation. It sounds like he got 5 years off and then collected back pay for all those 5 years.
It gets much worse.
Oh, great.
I guess he ended up getting also $35,000 in interest, which our city council decided to give him. And also, just recently, that was a while ago, but just recently, there was a high-speed chase through our town, and it ended in a neighboring town, and he ends up getting out of the car. Somebody else had gotten the guy who was driving the car on the ground, and he had been tased. And this cop walks up to him and starts bashing him with the shotgun.
Oh God!
With the butt of the shotgun. Yeah.
This was after he was already down and was
tased and
handcuffed. You said.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was done. I mean,
was this after he was reinstated or before?
Yeah, this was after.
Okay.
This was after, and God. I mean, it's all on video.
Good thing you got this guy back.
Well, now obviously he's been suspended again, and
do we get our money back?
No.
Yeah, right. And I'm actually questioning, you know, if they're not going to reinstate him again. You know, it just seems
it's
crazy that they reinstated him the first time.
What's the cop's name? Throw that out there.
It is Mike Denton.
Denton?
And it's the Owosso Police.
Wow. Hey, Aaron, thanks for sharing that story here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I presume the boys over at copblock.org already have that story. They do a great job of following along with the myriad of police abuse stories from around the country. A lot of times, if a cop gets canned or, you know, they're forced to resign, basically, under circumstances like this, usually they'll pop up at another department. It's very, it's not as common that they'll do this, where they'll end up getting back pay and then pop right back up in the very same department from which they should have been fired and kept fired.
But clearly it happens.
Yep, and you know, the taxpayers have no recourse whatsoever. What are you going to do about it? You can complain. 855-450-FREE. That's not going to get him fired. 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us toll free here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's your comments on France Or we just had a guy tell a story about an outrageous police officer, basically who was violent and got caught on video being unnecessarily violent towards someone, losing his job, and then later, 5 years later, getting it back and getting over $250,000 in back pay. Man, what a sweet deal, huh? You get to actually beat the crap out of people, which is what some of these cops like to do, and then you get rewarded for it with 5 years vacation and full pay for those 5 years. I mean, really, you can't ask for a better gig for someone who's a sicko and a psychopath.
Well, I guess he went out and basically did it again. Somebody's on the ground.
Yeah, with a shotgun.
And somebody's on the ground, handcuffed and tased, and he begins to pound, wail on them with the butt of a shotgun. Mm. And I guess the question I have is, I don't believe for a second that every police officer in America, or even the majority of police officers in America, is like this. But I do wonder, why didn't they arrest him? Why didn't those other police officers arrest him the second time?
Darn good question. If you want to answer it, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And the other question on the table is about this mushroom cloud meme that's going around on social media. Mark, you spotted it today on a couple of people's posts that was, you know, pretty much a turn-off to you when you saw it happening, because it basically advocates bombing with nuclear weapons people who believe in Islam, essentially. That's basically
that's
what
idea.
This thing
yeah.
advocates for. So if you agree with that, we definitely want to hear from you tonight. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We've got John listening in Indy to WIBC-FM. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I saw that memo or meme, whatever you want to call it.
Meme.
I saw that today. I know, that's what they call it. I call it a memo. I'm kind of an old
okay.
cat.
All right, fair enough. It's close enough.
I looked at it, and I was going to post it because I thought it was funny. I mean, you know, I looked at it from more of a humorous standpoint.
What part's funny about that?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not going to get all into the seriousness of all of it, you know, like I'm not like one of those drama queens, and I'm not going to like, you know, get overly dramatic. I saw it from a humorous standpoint, but I recognize how PC sensitive people are. So I got a pretty large following on my social media account, and I really didn't want to get the blowback, you know, and I could have created a real, you know, uproar with it. It would have been fun for just conversational standpoint.
What's funny about that? I mean, you haven't made that clear to me. What is funny about nuking a place?
Well, the thing is that it would solve the problem. I mean, from an efficiency standpoint, I mean, the industrial military complex doesn't want to nuke it. They want to continually just cause the turmoil and the, you know, the scary part, like we're supposed to be scared. I mean, it really, from an efficiency standpoint, as a soldier, I mean, I would like to just end the whole conflict, you know, just get this over with.
You can just do that by going home. And not bombing anybody.
And I understand where you're coming from, but you understand something. They're allowing this to happen. I mean, I know you guys are open border people, but I'm not an open border person. And here's the thing. I mean, we don't let a thief in our house. We don't let a pedophile around our children. So why are we letting all these people in this country that are putting our basically our public safety issues? I mean,
so you're a protectionist.
Factor.
Would you describe yourself as a protectionist?
I'm a freedom guy, but freedom
no, you're not.
Part of freedom is being safe. And
no.
why would you let
no,
all these
no,
Arabs
no, no,
in?
No.
When you, when,
that's
no,
as ridiculous
no,
of a statement as, what was it, Rudy Giuliani, who
no,
said that freedom is obedience? I mean, that's
just
kind of double-speak nonsense.
Freedom is obedience for your nation, for your people. You have a responsibility.
No, that's not what freedom is, dude.
How is that responsibility created?
You're looking at it from a global perspective, and you're taking it.
No, I'm looking at it from an individual perspective, sir.
You're inviting the problem in, and then you're complaining about the problem.
Well,
I mean,
hold on.
Like one of these problems.
No, the problem's
that's
the state, and you advocate for the state. That's the problem.
No, I don't advocate for the state.
Sure, you do. You just advocated for closed borders. What are you going to do? Close it yourself?
Well, you got to understand something. Are you for a welfare state?
No, absolutely not.
Well, what about all of the...
I'm for no state, dude.
Well, I know, but you got to understand something. You've got all these poor people coming into our country and taking our jobs, and
you don't own your job.
Where people need
you are a protectionist. Just admit it. You're afraid of competition.
I'm
you want to outlaw
competition. No, you want cheap prices because you're a lazy ass.
Well, hold on. You're going to get cheap prices anyway, whether they send the labor outside of the country or they
you
bring the labor into this country.
You want to exploit labor for your own personal benefit.
Exploit? I don't know what exploit means.
You want to put people on welfare and you want someone else to pay for it.
No. There's no evidence for any of those claims.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we've got how many people on welfare and disability? We're giving disability out. We're giving drugs out.
I don't know who we is.
And then we're giving Medicare.
United States government's doing just fine handing out your tax dollars to those people, yes.
You're the one who supports the big government. Why are you complaining about what they do? You want the big government, dude.
Either freedom works or it doesn't.
You support the big government. You want people to be on welfare that don't have
no,
jobs.
No, sir. You just asked me. No. You asked me if I supported welfare. I told you I did not. So you can't keep claiming that I support welfare because I'm opposed to all forms of welfare, including military welfare.
You want your people to starve.
Huh?
How are people going to starve? Who's our people?
Who are my people?
We're basically beating us all over the place. We're going from illegal immigration, and we're going from Arab.
Now you just told me that my people are going to starve. I don't really understand anyone's going to starve when we have good, hardworking immigrants here picking fruit and vegetables for us.
I know, but you got people that are. We're printing money.
I'm not printing any money, sir. I don't know if you should not, probably not. You should probably not admit to counterfeiting on national radio, sir.
The Federal Reserve is printing money with no backing.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the fiat currency is.
Well, that's how you're going to have to pay for your border wall and all your border enforcement for your big border government.
I think that we should punish the people that are hiring them, and I think we should punish the lazy people like yourself that don't want to pay a wage for people so they can take care of themselves.
Thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad we found somebody. I didn't know anyone was going to call in to support nuking peaceful people around the globe just because they have a different religion from.
Yeah, I'm befuddled by that whole call. Minimum wage, I guess tariffs.
But he's not a protectionist, Mark. So he supports a minimum wage and keeping people out to compete for his job, but he's not a protectionist. Hello. That's the definition of protectionism. You want the government to protect you from competition. You want the government to protect you from whoever it is that might want to go in and compete for your industry for perhaps the very position that you hold. I understand that, you know, nobody wants to lose their job. I get that.
Candlestick makers didn't like the idea of light bulbs either, but... Does that mean we should go out and, you know, destroy light bulbs? Luddites didn't like the idea of the assembly line or, destroying cottage industry. They went out and actually physically destroyed factories. Is that what we want to do? I mean, it's all backwards stuff. You can't stop progress.
The government's pretty good at putting roadblocks in the way of progress, and in some places, they've pretty much stopped it. I mean, look at various different third world nations around the globe. Government's pretty good at getting in the way of business. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. What happened to just freedom? It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. We'll go right back to your calls in a moment.
There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. We have at my house, and for us, it's the solution to Obamacare. I don't know about you, but the cost of healthcare insurance went up for my household, and, well, it got prohibitive. We checked out Liberty Health Share and found that it was almost half of the cost, so half plus just a little bit, but that's still a tremendous savings.
Price is right.
Yeah, it's a big savings. We get to choose our own doctor, choose our own hospital, live out our values in healthcare. When I say choose our own doctor and choose our own health hospital, that means any of them. It's not like it's not insurance. It's something that's similar. It fills the criteria of insurance, but it's different. It's a health share organization, Liberty Health Share. All you have to do is go to their website. Please, if you pay your own insurance premium, do this for your family now. Go to joinlhs.com. That's in Liberty Health Share. Joinlhs.com. For those of you who have a computer readily available, I've got an 800 number for you for joinlhs.com. It's 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041. Join LHS.com.
All right, let's go to the phones, to the fun. We'll start with Steve, listening in Florida, I believe in Panama City. Steve, are you with us?
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Welcome, sir. You're on the radio.
Hey, well, I gotta say, man, that wasn't too cool of you, besmirching John after he hung up saying he was for the nuking. He said he took that whole deal as, humor. And I've seen the same thing and thought it was funny and then deleted it.
How was it funny about mass murder?
Look, it was in a humorous context. It's, I know another joke and I'd tell it to you, but, you know, they might ban your whole program because they think you, you know, agreed with it or something. But it goes right in line with that. It's just humor. But anyway,
but this is the kind of humor say, I don't get, okay? Yeah, so no, he didn't really explain to me when I asked him why it was funny, and you, I don't think, are going to explain it either because some reason you find it funny to talk about the murder of innocent people.
Guy, I've been there, done that. I've been around a little while, and it is a very sobering thing to have to use our military to do anything. A very sobering thing. So no, I don't think the use of force is anything to laugh about when brothers in arms get taken out and the enemy gets taken out, because we're all there trying to find we're the last resort of diplomatic action. So
that's what we're told it's supposed to be.
Table. That's what it is. So let's get that off the table.
All right. So you don't support, just to clarify, Steve, you do not support the use of bombing.
Nobody in their right mind would support dropping a nuke on anybody.
Thank goodness. All right. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Now, if you ask me if I wanted to carpet bomb a couple of places, yeah. I mean,
Well, let's talk about carpet bombing. So, for instance,
go back and rebuild.
Okay, but the problem with carpet bombing, and, you know, we can look at Dresden, we can look at, you know, the carpet bombings of Tokyo.
So far out of whack. I want you to go all the way back into the 1800s, into the 1700s, right?
I don't think they were doing carpet bombing back then.
Yeah, don't be funny.
Well, that's what we were talking about, and then you interrupted Mark. You brought up carpet bombing. Like, all right, I'm going to put you on hold because we can't have a conversation where Steve says something and then we get to respond. So, Mark, I want to give you a chance to respond to Steve saying, I want to carpet bomb some places.
Yeah, carpet bombing's bad because when you carpet bomb places, you kill innocent people. The difficulty with this whole war on terror thing is there isn't a place attacking. Japan hasn't declared war on the United States. No place, no nation, no plot of ground has declared war. Now, at the very least, when you have a plot of ground, you know, a nation that claims to represent a plot of ground, you can say, everybody on the plot of the ground is enemies. Well,
not true.
You can claim that. I mean, it's
false.
It takes a very narrow point of view, but if you're going to be fighting a war, and let's hope that war's defensive rather than offensive, if you're going to be doing that, I get why there might be some innocent people killed. But when you're doing essentially what is a policing action, when you don't have a nation, it's either a war against a nation or it's a policing action. When you're doing a policing action, then it's really pretty unfair just to kill some innocent people in the process.
They've made a new category, Mark. There's now the war on terror, which justifies killing whoever they want to darn well kill. So that's the third option.
There are people that disagree with the United States government's policies right here in the United States. Are we going to bomb
carpet
towns
bombing?
They live in?
All right, so we'll give Steve a chance to respond to that. Go ahead, Steve.
Now, what this reminds me of is when you talk to people that claim to be anarchists, and you start kicking their ass, the first thing they are crying for are the police and the government to come save them.
What's that have to do with carpet bombing?
No, your arguments. You don't even understand the whole conflict. It's been going on for hundreds of years. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I understand enough to know I stay the hell out of other people's business.
You can go hide in the jungles of the Philippines, and the PLA will come and cut your throat. You don't have to do anything. You can just be hiding.
What's that have to do with Syria?
That has to do with... with everything.
I suspect the reason that the people in Philippines want to cut your head off has something to do with the United States occupying it for more than 100, for about 100 years.
All right, this conversation's gone off the rails. Steve can't respond to a simple inquiry. Thanks for the call, Steve. Let's go on here and give you a chance to get on the radio.
I do not understand these people that say, all we did was conquer their land. All we did was install puppet dictators. Why do they want to kill us?
855-453, 855-450-3733. We go to Harry, listening in Anniston, Alabama, to WDNG. Hello, Harry.
Hey, you know what? I'm 57, and that guy's probably my age, too, baby boomers. And you guys make me feel good about the future because you got your head screwed on. The baby boomers, we have screwed this country so bad. We've screwed this world so bad, so I like to apologize.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Well, you can't apologize for your generation, but that's fine.
Yeah, I appreciate it anyway. We appreciate the thoughts.
Anyway,
what did you want to share?
Anyway,
go ahead.
I was engaged to a French lady. I speak French. I've been to France, God, I don't know how many times. I did two tours in Iraq, so I've been around a lot. But what I think the French might do, because you remember Charlie Hebdo, right?
Sure.
So after that, I think they probably made a contingency plan. And the code word might be something like "N'oubliez pas Charlie," but don't forget Charlie. I mean, they shut the borders, and they might start deporting people. I don't know. I mean, they could take them to Djibouti because they got plenty of bases there. Chad. I mean, they could take them to South America, French Guiana.
It's a possibility. They certainly are going to ramp up efforts against ISIS in the Middle East. I expect that to happen. I don't understand ISIS. ISIS must have a suicide wish. I mean, they must, because they keep doing things that are clearly and obviously going to result in Western powers, which have been dragging their feet and not wanting, you know, to, like, hemming and hawing about getting into the conflict. Just, they're going to jump in with both feet, and they're just going to start killing people.
I don't know if it's going to happen, dude, but it's a Sunni-Shiite thing, and we need to let the Iranians. We need to let Iran, because there's 90 million of them, and they're Shiite, and most of the Iraqis are Shiite. We need to just let the Russians and the Iranians just go west, young man.
You can't be responsible for something you're not involved in, and that's what I'm looking for.
And we could take it to the house.
Harry, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So he was suggesting that the French government may deport people. We did hear that they had supposedly closed the borders as of yesterday. There was a curfew put into place. You know, the best argument, I think, Mark, you said you don't understand ISIS, why these guys are basically on a suicide mission.
That's what it looks like to me.
And there's different ways to look at it. One is that they just don't give a damn, and they're willing to do that. Because,
they're going to heaven, right? There's all kinds of virgins waiting on them.
There's that. And then there's also the idea that they are essentially an arm of the U.S. government and that they exist to gin up all this conflict in the world, so the U.S. government benefits, as well as the military-industrial complex, because there's a new boogeyman out there for them to fight with forever. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with service in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can join us here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, at Skype username lrn.fm. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here, talking about liberty and peace on a regular basis, 7 nights a week here on national radio, also online at freetalklive.com, on satellite around the globe. You can help support what we're doing. $5 a month is all it takes. And thank you so much to everybody who's supporting the AMP program. You can become an amplifier just as the about 300 or so people that have amped the show over the years here that are still amping the show have done so. You get perks as an amplifier. You get access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP Only podcast. And it's only $5 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So you get those perks. We get the $5. We add that in with other people's $5 or $10 or whatever it is they want to donate. And then we use that to promote Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations, to expand our satellite coverage, to expand our imprint on the Internet. You can help us with that and help reach new people with the ideas of liberty. There aren't other shows on talk radio who talk about these things from the perspective that we discuss them here. So please, become an amplifier right now at amp.freetalklive.com, unless you're driving, in which case, wait till you get to a computer terminal, and then go to amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Trisha's listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Trisha.
Hello, how are you? Thank
you
for the call.
Yeah, well, you actually called me, but that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. My thought is that policemen are under attack. It's scary, but then you've got to think about their job. Their job is always in the bad. They have to handle bad people all the time. Think about it. You have a safe job. You're on the radio. I have a safe job. But there is this walking up to a car at night that's black and on the highway and gets blown away for stopping. They go into...
It's pretty rare that actually happens.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time police officers are getting knocked into the ditch by cars going by.
You know, construction workers have a more dangerous career, right?
Fishermen, roofers, truck drivers.
Oh, you are so wrong. My uncle...
No, yes, I'm absolutely right, and I can get the statistics to prove it. And I've never heard anybody say, thank you, truck drivers.
I say it all the time. Thank you, truck drivers. Thank you, construction workers. Thank you for your service.
If I could talk, it would be really nice.
Here you are.
So long as we're in the realm of facts.
Okay. My uncle was a policeman. I was just a little girl.
My dad was one.
And he would come over to my mother's house, which was his sister, and break down and cry because he had to go into a house, take out a child that had 50 cigarette burns on him. When he went to get the child ran up into the attic because he wanted to stay with his parents.
Sure.
And he said, as he would remove these children from these homes, he was just so upset that he would go home and hug and kiss his children. This is the job they have. They have to go into theaters and pick out a killer who's just put out 15 people because he's got a problem. They have to go into the mall now because there's a shooter in the mall. How would you like to do that every day? How would you like to be faced with the fact that if you're not going to come home tonight because some 16-year-old pulled a gun on you? What this man did was wrong. It was truly wrong. He shouldn't have done it.
Which man did?
Up to it.
Which man?
The police officer who smacked this person in the head.
With a shotgun?
With a shotgun. What
who
led
was
up
handcuffed?
To that?
Was the man who was on the ground handcuffed?
Yes. But what led up to that? Was it last
who
week?
I don't really care. Some people are cut out to be cops,
and
some people aren't cut up to be cops. How do you get rid of the ones that aren't cut out for it?
We're all humans. We're all humans.
No, yes, we are all human, and some of us are qualified for some jobs, and some of us are qualified for others.
Psychopaths shouldn't be cops.
How do you know
care.
All the facts?
If you're
you don't care.
Bashing
what
a man in the back of the head.
What if he killed your wife and your child? What if the week ago he killed your wife and child and you had to go out and get this guy?
That's why there's a court system. You're supposed to prove the claims in court and have evidence. You don't just get to thank you, Tricia, for the call. I appreciate it. You don't just get to bash someone in the head and accuse them of having done something, even if you're darn certain that they committed whatever horrific act that you believe they've committed. You need to have evidence and present it, and that person needs to be found guilty by a jury of their peers. It's not a perfect court system, no doubt about it, but it's better than people just running around bashing people in the head with shotguns as the solution.
I have sympathy for people who work in law enforcement. They have a difficult job, just as Trish said, but that doesn't really address the issue. If I had something bad happen to me during the day and I went around hitting people in the head with the butts of shotguns, nobody is going to have any sympathy for me. And I would just go so far as to say the reason that we have sympathy for police officers in this circumstance is largely because of the veil of the state. It's because they've got American flags on their shoulders, whereas talk radio hosts don't have those. That's what it comes down to, is the veil of legitimacy that comes along with the state. It's not okay for somebody who had a bad day to go around hitting people in the head with shotgun butts. Therefore, it's not okay for people who work for the government who have had a bad day to go around hitting people in the
I don't care if
you can't handle a bad day, perhaps law enforcement isn't the job for you.
Look, as a professional law enforcement officer, it is your job to react according to the level of force that's being used against you. Okay, so if somebody is attacking you, you have the right to defend yourself, just like anyone would have the right to defend themselves if they were being attacked. So it doesn't matter if this guy was attacking the officers on the scene prior to him being subdued, because he had been put in handcuffs. According to our caller, we're going with what the caller told us as far as the alleged facts in this case. He had been put in handcuffs, was on the ground when this psychopath cop showed up and started bashing him with the butt of a shotgun. So by the time the guy's in handcuffs and on the ground, it doesn't matter what he did 10 minutes ago. or 5 minutes ago because the circumstances have changed. You don't then have the right to take someone's life or beat the living hell out of them once they've been subdued as a police officer.
Right. All perps aren't the same. This is a service job. It's a civil servant, and they're all these people are citizens, and they're all the boss. You're supposed to be serving us.
And one of the ways you do that is by gathering evidence against the person and then convicting them in a court rather than taking the matter into your own hands, so to speak, and executing them Judge Dredd style on the spot. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And by no means am I a defender of this terrible justice system. I mean, this system's messed up. It's got a lot of problems. But yeah, I'll take it over some cop just dealing out his own version of justice on
the
streets.
I am the law.
Yeah, let's go to Tommy, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Tommy. Are you with us?
It's Tony.
Sorry about that, Tony.
That's okay.
You're on the air.
I had a question for you guys, just so I can know what political viewpoints that you got. Are you y'all libertarian?
Yeah, I like the term libertarian. I'm fine with it. I mean, I find them it difficult to just use one term because people will attempt
right.
to say that you believe this because you're a libertarian. But I call myself a hardline libertarian.
Okay, that's more. The way I lean, I don't advocate nuking, okay? I would only advocate something like that if we were somehow attacked like that, okay? But if it did come down to that, I think the only way that you can stop the problem with the Islamic radicals is to bomb their capitals, Mecca and Medina, and I think that's an end game for them.
You think the Muslims want Mecca and Medina bombed?
No, I said that's the way you stop them.
Okay, so here's a suggestion on how to stop them. Get every U.S. soldier on something that produces smoke that is heading towards the United States and out of the Middle East. Issue an apology. We are sorry for decades of intervention in your politics, and we will simply purchase the oil we wish from you at whatever rate the market provides, and we wish you and your families all the best. We will not be taking sides in this conflict. Please leave us alone. And then, at that point, if some group does something that is, contrary to, to harms Americans or something like that, then I would say that it would be fair to say, look, either you turn these people over or we're coming in and getting them. That might be an entirely different story. Or, issue a bounty, letters of mark and reprisal, as the Constitution says. You know, these things have worked for quite some time.
Yeah, if you want to ensure that attacks on innocent people continue, then bomb an entire city. And that will absolutely guarantee further blowback. Thank you, Tommy, for your call tonight. Because there are innocent people there, and when those people's family members perish, then all of a sudden those folks will have nothing else left to live for, and they'll go ahead and do some suicide bombings or something worse, perhaps. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.